As per our previous reports, the aim of this report is to provide further insights and understanding of the African consumer landscape. In this report, our focus was on comparing the price of a typical South African basket of goods across the key consumer markets in sub-Saharan Africa. These markets are namely South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, and Ethiopia, and we give reason in the report as to why these are considered the key consumer markets. Additionally, we provide insights into the market dynamics applicable to the various retail markets and the role consumer behaviors and preferences play in understanding the differences in baskets. What do consumer food baskets look like in sub-Saharan Africa?
Based on the countries we visited, consumers are still seen spending more on staples rather than other food items. Diets across the various countries mainly comprise of traditional local cuisine, and baskets contain mainly the ingredients required to prepare this local food. For example, egusi soup in Nigeria, injera in Ethiopia, and maize meal used to prepare pap in South Africa, also referred to as ugali in Kenya. These products are mainly purchased in an unpackaged form from the traditional markets, which we also refer to as the main market due to its dominance in sub-Saharan Africa. However, in some of the major cities such as Lagos and Nairobi, we are starting to see more urban dwellers purchasing more of their food in packaged form from the traditional and modern retail stores. As mentioned in our report, we believe consumer behavior is still mainly driven by the three C's, those being culture, cost, and convenience. With regards to culture, consumers are likely to purchase food they have cultural familiarity to, and therefore are only likely to try out foreign products that have been altered to suit the local palate. An example of this is Teff Crunches from Ethiopia. Because majority of the population is not used to eating cereal for breakfast, in order to introduce this product, what local manufacturers have done is use a local grain as the main ingredient. Another important factor at the forefront of purchasing decisions is cost. With the current weak economic environment, low disposable incomes, and high unemployment rates, consumers are very price sensitive. While interviewing some consumers during our research trip, we found that many consumers were trading down and focusing only on essential items. Smaller pack sizes are also preferred, as small as single servings with some products, as this is often perceived as affordability for the consumers. With COVID-19 outbreak, we expect this factor to be even more important for consumers. Convenience is another factor that is driving consumer behavior. With busier lifestyles, convenience at the right cost wins the day, hence the growth of products such as noodles in West Africa. As mentioned before, part of our analysis was to compare the price of a typical South African basket of goods across the countries visited.
How do South Africa's food prices compare with Nigeria, Ghana, Ethiopia, and Kenya?
As part of our research, we conducted a modern retail price comparison for three different stores within each country on a basket of basic food items. We used the leading brand by market share according to Euromonitor in each category. And if that was not available in store, the brand with the biggest shelf space was selected. The purpose of the price analysis was to compare the cost of the basket in each country visited. In the typical food basket, we included items such as bread, rice, sugar, cooking oil, eggs, baby formula, carbonated soft drinks, canned pilchards, peanut butter, tea bags, tomato sauce, margarine, and milk. Using the quantities found in stores, we found that on average, South African modern retailers are 30% cheaper than the other retailers found in the countries visited on a basket of basic food items. However, pack sizes varied across the different countries. For example, the quantity for a loaf of bread in South Africa is usually 700 grams, whereas in Kenya it is only 400 grams, while in Ghana it is 900 grams. Therefore, this made like-for-like comparison quite difficult. For more accurate comparison, we adjusted the quantities found in the other countries to match those found in South Africa. Looking at the adjusted comparisons, we found that actually South African modern retailers were 60% cheaper than the other retailers found in the other countries visited. Interestingly, the basket of goods in South Africa also consisted of bigger pack sizes. However, they were still relatively cheaper than the other countries visited.
What are the factors impacting cost?
Consumer packaged goods in many African countries is dominated by foreign companies, and depreciation of local currencies lead to much higher prices for imported brands and therefore makes it less affordable. Rentals in malls are also mainly US dollar based, creating a mismatch between local revenues and US dollar costs or the rental expense. Sub-Saharan Africa also lags other developing countries in terms of logistics and infrastructure, causing longer supply chains and therefore further increasing distribution and final product costs.